بسم الله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله وعلى آله ومن ولا وبعد. Today this is our ninth session for basic Arabic grammar review, and we're going to continue with the topic that we started in the last couple of classes, or last week specifically and the previous class. Last week we dealt with the pronouns, different types of pronouns and how we use them, and the week before we looked at prepositions, and today we want to look at pronouns and prepositions and some of the things that we need to know about how they function together. Before we do that though, we want to just review quickly what we went over last week. Okay, so there are a number of points that I want to mention, maybe close to 10 points that we want to mention that we went over last week. So if somebody can tell me anything that they remember from last week about pronouns, so we can see if we can cover these points. Anything that we remember about pronouns. What did we talk about last week in terms of pronouns? Any pronouns are divided into two different types. Now, somebody remember which two types? Now, Sharif.
Attached and separate.
Attached and separate. Huh? Okay, pronouns that are attached, meaning they're connected, they're joined with something else, with another word. Like a noun or a preposition or a verb, okay, they're attached to other words, and then they are separate, unattached, unconnected pronouns, okay, meaning they're not attached to any other word, they're independent, okay. So these are the two basic types, the attached and unattached, okay. So this is a very important point here. What is the name of these two types of pronouns? Somebody else. Naam, Adam. Al-Muttasil. Al-Muttasil and? Al-Munfasil. Al-Muttasil and Al-Munfasil. Okay? He said that these two types of pronouns are called Al-Muttasil and Al-Munfasil. Al-Muttasil and Al-Munfasil. The muttasil is which one? Attached. Attached. The ones that are attached. We're going to come back to you a little bit, Sharif. Attached or connected. And the munfasil or what? Detached. Detached. Unattached. Unconnected. Okay? I hope this point up to here is clear. Okay? That the pronouns, one of the ways that we divide them is in reference to whether or not they are connected or attached to another word or not. Okay, some of them are attached or connected, some of them are detached or unconnected. Okay, so this is one way that we look at the pronouns. The ones that are attached and the ones that are not attached, that are independent, that are alone, that do not connect to other words. Okay? And we said that the attached pronouns are used for certain situations, and the detached or unattached or unconnected are used in different situations. Okay? Anybody remember how they're used or anything related to that? Anything else? Now?
Yes, the
muttasil, attached.
They're used for the place where the using a word for
Okay, the attached jar, jar and nasb. Yani, jar is in reference to a word that is in the place where it should be majroor. Majroor. And nasb is when a word is in a place where it should be mansoob. Mansoob. Okay, so we say it is yani in the place where it should be majroor, it's called fi mahalli, fi mahalli jar. Fi mahalli jar. And if it is in the place where it should be mansoob, we say it is in fi mahalli, I don't know why I got a dot here, fi mahalli nasb. Okay? And these are words that we're supposed to know from some time back. From the beginning, we said we have to learn mansub. When a word is mansub, the accusative case. Or majroor, when a word is in the genitive case. And marfu'un, when a word is in the nominative case. Now we are saying that there are some words that they are in the place where they should be, majroor, or mansub, or marfu'un. So we call that fi mahalli jar, in the place of jar, yani majroor. Or fi mahalli nasb, meaning in the place where it should be mansub. Alright? And the use of this expression, fi mahalli jar, and fi mahalli nasb, and fi mahalli raf, yani is because certain words are not actually majrurun or mansubun, but rather they're in the place where they should be that. What do we call these words that are not majrur or mansub or marfu'un? We say that they are fixed. Remember we said these, huh? Mabni. We said that these words are mabni. Mabniyun. Mabniyun. Meaning that they are fixed. They are fixed. Yani? They don't actually change from fatta to kasra to dhamma because of changing from being marfu'un to mansub and majrur. They don't change. Rather, they have a fixed form and they stay like that. You don't see that pronoun changing from kasra to fatta to dhamma. If it's fatta, it stays like that all the time. If it's kasra, it stays like that. If it has dhamma, it stays like that all the time. Okay, so we say these words are mabniyun, fixed. Mabniyun. Okay, and again, this is mentioned in our notes. All of this is mentioned in our notes that you have printed out, and we talked about it last week, and it's very important to understand these concepts. Okay, so we do have words that are mabniyun. And therefore, we don't say that they are majroor, or mansub, or marfu'un. We say they are in the place where they should be majroor. Because they are mabniyun, they are fixed, so they're in the place where they should be majroor, but we don't say they're majroor. Or they're in the place where they should be mansub, but we don't say that they are mansub. We say fi mahalli nasb, because they are mabniyun, fixed. Okay, what else did we say about pronouns last week? What else do we know about pronouns? Very important things about pronouns. Okay, three things that we're going to look for in reference to pronouns. We got to look for what? Yani, if it is first person, second person, or third person, meaning who's the one that the pronoun is representing? Is it representing the speaker, the first person, or the one who is being spoken to, the second person, or the one that's being spoken about, the third person? First, second, or third person? Yani, what else? Okay, we want to know, are we talking, is the one that the pronoun representing, is it masculine or feminine? And the third thing, is it singular? Is it one person? Singular, that this pronoun is representing an individual, or is it two people, dual? Or is it plural? And we said we're not really dealing with the duals at this level, but we know that there is such a thing, right? There's singular, dual, and plural. These are three very important things that we have to think about when in everything related to Arabic language. It's going to come back to these issues. But in some issues, it's more important than others. In reference to pronouns, we have to know that pronoun is representing the first person speaker, or the second person who is being addressed by the speaker. Or is that pronoun representing the third person? Meaning, am I saying he, I am speaking to you and saying he is the one? That's third person, he. I'm speaking about him. But if I'm speaking to you and say you were with me, you, that means I'm speaking directly to the second person. So I have to use the pronoun you. And in Arabic, anta. Or if it's feminine, anti. Huh? If the pronoun that we are using is representing the first person, the actual speaker, then I'm going to say I. Or if it's plural, I'm going to say we are Muslims, for example. Okay, so we have to know, are we talking about the pronoun is representing a first person, a second person, or a third person? Masculine or feminine, singular, dual, or plural? What else did we say about pronouns? Anything else that we have to remember about pronouns? There's something very, very important about pronouns. It wasn't written on the sheet, but I mentioned it last week. And I said that all pronouns are what? Huh? All pronouns are
fixed.
All pronouns are definite.
Oh, yeah.
All pronouns are definite.
They never change.
Not never change. Definite means that, are they definite or indefinite? We're talking about here. Definite, they never change. That's meaning they fixed. That's mabniun. In terms of the i'rab, in terms of it being marfun or mansub or majrur, we say it's mabniun. That's fixed. Meaning its form, its shape doesn't change, no matter if it's in the place where it should be marfun or mansub or majrur. Its form remains fixed. That's mabniun. But here we're talking about definite, meaning all the pronouns are definite, meaning they are not indefinite. When you use a pronoun, you're talking about a definite, specific person. When you use a pronoun. When I say he went, I'm talking about a specific person. I'm not talking about anybody. When you say he, you mean, you're talking about a specific person. When you say she, when you say you, when you say I, you're talking about a specific person or people. It's not yani indefinite. Okay, so this definite is called in Arabic what? Al-Ma'rifa. Al-Ma'rifa. And the opposite of Al-Ma'rifa is Al-Nakira. I'm sorry. Al-Nakira. Okay, so all pronouns are Ma'rifa, definite. All pronouns are definite. Okay, also, I just want to put over here, and just as a note, in reference to mabniun, the opposite of mabniun is, the opposite of mabniun is what? And if it changes its case, we say that it is, over here, right, we're going to say it is mu'rab. Mu'rabun. Okay, mu'rabun. Okay, pronouns are not mu'rab. Their case does not change from marfu'un to majrurun to mansubun. But they are fixed. Yani, their shape is fixed. And therefore we say they are mabaniyun. The opposite of mabaniyun is mu'rab. A word, it changes from dhamma to kasr or fatha. That means it's mu'rab. Yani, its case changes. But here we're saying the case doesn't change. Yani, it's mabaniyun. Okay, this is what we covered last week. A pronoun in Arabic is called what? If anybody remembers? A damir. Okay, this pen is about finished, right? Damir. Called a damir. And the plural of damir is? Damair. Damair. Okay, so, I mean, that's the review of what we covered last week. The most important thing, is that we start with knowing that pronouns are divided. Knowing that pronouns are divided into two divisions. Those which are attached and those which are unattached. All right, that's very important for us to know that there are pronouns that are attached and pronouns that are unattached. Today, when we look at the pronouns with prepositions, then we'll see that we're going to use the pronouns that connect to, that are attached to prepositions. And we said the attached pronouns can be connected to particles, prepositions or conjunctions, they can be connected to verbs, and they can be connected to clear nouns. Okay, pronouns can be connected to clear nouns. We said that there are two groups of pronouns in the previous class, and we said the ones that we are dealing with right now, yani, of those two groups, those which, yani, some of them can be connected to clear nouns and Yani some, I'm sorry, prepositions. Some prepositions, we said in the previous class, not last week, 2 weeks ago, we said that some prepositions can be connected to clear nouns and pronouns. And some can only be connected to clear nouns. Okay, so the ones that we're dealing with are the ones that can be connected to both. Okay, so when we look at pronouns now, we're going to see that there are some prepositions like ila, ala, fi, min. We're going to see that there are some prepositions that can be connected to these pronouns, whereas there are other prepositions that can't be connected to pronouns. But we're going to look at the ones that can be connected, and we're going to show when they connect, how they work and how they operate, and what kind of modifications we're going to see in certain cases. Yani where sometimes a vowel may change. A vowel may change because of yani sounding and different things like this. Okay, so we're going to look at that today. Okay, so now the first thing, second thing, now after we said that they are connected and unconnected, the ones that are not connected, that are not attached, yani these personal pronouns here that are not connected, in the first column here, huwa, hiya, anta, anti, and ana, and the plurals, hum, hunna, antum, antunna, and nahnu. These are the independent, separate, unconnected, unattached pronouns. Okay? Munfasil. Munfasil. Huh? These are what? Munfasil. Al-munfasil. Okay? These pronouns we had early on in Medina Book 1. Yani, the way they listed them is third person first, masculine and feminine, and then second person, masculine and feminine, and then first person. The first person is used for both masculine and feminine. And then they gave us the plurals, yani, third person, masculine and feminine, second person, masculine and feminine, and yani, first person, plural. This is masculine, feminine. Masculine, feminine. And this one used both for masculine and feminine. Some of these pronouns we know. What's the pronoun, for example, if I'm speaking directly to an individual male? You. Anta. Female. Anti. Anta. Anti. If we're speaking about someone else, third person, singular, one person, masculine, we say huwa. Feminine. Hiya. If the speaker is speaking about their own self, an individual, either a male or a female is speaking and talking about I, the word in Arabic for I is the pronoun? Ana. If we were speaking in the plural first person, we would say nahnu. Yani nahnu muslimun. Naam. Nahnu mu'minun. Insha'Allah. Yani iman. Yani there's complete iman and there's incomplete iman, right? So at least we have some iman. We have the asl of iman. We do believe. But as far as the complete and perfect iman, well, that's a different matter, right? Because the Prophet ﷺ said, لَا يُؤْمِنُ أَحَدُكُمْ حَتَّى يُحِبَّ لِأَخِيهِ مَا يُحِبُّ لِنَفْسِهِ. Yani no one has complete and perfect iman until he loves for his brother what he loves for himself. So that means that everybody doesn't have complete and perfect iman. You might be a believer, you have iman, but it's not complete and perfect until you love for your brother what you love for yourself. Until you love the Prophet more than you love your own self, your parents and your children and all of mankind, until such and such and so on. So he gave conditions for complete and perfect iman. But at least we have iman. Yani, when we say inshallah, we mean yani that we're not claiming that we have complete and perfect iman. But we are believers, alhamdulillah. We don't have any doubt about that. We are believers, inshallah. But the perfect and complete iman, that's another matter. That requires fulfilling obligatory duties, avoiding haram, all kind of other things. Now, alright, so these are the pronouns when we are using a personal pronoun that's not attached, not connected. Here in the second column, I have listed, yani, the attached pronouns. When a pronoun is attached to a noun, or attached to a preposition, or attached to a verb, this is the form that we use. Instead of huwa, we use hu. Yani, when we're speaking about a third person, masculine, singular. The pronoun that represents that, when it's attached, is hu. And instead of hiya, for the attached pronoun, we have ha. Yani, like we say, this is his pen. Hadha qalamuhu. This is her pen. Hadha قَلَمُهَا. Ya Jamil, this is your pen. هَذَا قَلَمُكَ. Huh? If I was speaking to my sister, I would say, this is your pen. هَذَا قَلَمُكِ. كِ. أَنْتِ. يعني, attached pronoun, كِ. If I said, this is my pen, I say, هَذَا قَلَمْ. قَلَمِي. يعني, ya. This ya is called ya al-mutakallam. يعني, when you attach it to the end of a word, it means you're showing possession by the first person singular. And if it was plural, our pens, then instead of e, we would use na. Okay, so these are the plural pronouns. Third person masculine plural, hum. Third person feminine plural, hunna. Second person masculine plural, kum. Second person feminine plural, kunna. And first person, plural, both for masculine and feminine, is na. Again, how do we use these? Yani the attached, the connected pronouns. We use them by connecting them to other words, connecting them to nouns, connecting them to prepositions, connecting them to verbs. Okay, attached pronouns can be connected to other words. Okay, so let's say, for example, yani we're talking about you all, men, right? This is your masjid. It belongs to all of you. So I have to use, I'm talking to you, that's second person. There are three or more of you, so that's plural, right? So it's second person, plural, and you are men, so it's masculine. So I'm going to say, هذا masjidu kum. Kum. Yani antum is the separate, independent, unattached pronoun. I'm not going to say هذا masjid antum. I have to use the attached pronoun here. So I'm going to say هذا masjidukum. هذا, this is our masjid. هذا masjidنا. This is you all, talking to the sisters. This is your, you all's masjid. هذا masjidكنا. يعني this is their masjid. هذا masjiduhum. Females, هذا masjiduhun. Okay, let me make another point here. I don't know if I emphasized it in the beginning when we were doing the quick review of this subject from the last class. We said that we mentioned it in detail. We said that the attached pronouns are used when we need a pronoun in the case of majrur or mansub. Okay, and we say that it is fi mahalli jar and fi mahalli nasb. The detached pronouns are used in which case? Detached pronouns are used yani for marfu'an. For marfu'an. Marfu'an. They're used for marfu'an, and in that case we say it is yani raf or fi mahalli raf. Fi mahal raf. Fi mahalli raf. Okay, so the point here is what? That there are three cases in reference to nouns. There's the marfu'un case, nominative, and there's majrur case, genitive, and there's mansub case, accusative. There are three cases. The attached pronouns are used for two of those cases. They're used for majrur and mansub. The unattached pronouns is used for the third case, marfu'un. So whenever you have a word that you want to replace with a pronoun, you want to replace that word with a pronoun. Yani, for example, you have the word, you have this sentence here. You have Muhammad is in the masjid. Muhammad is in the masjid. Muhammad is in the masjid. I want to replace the word Muhammad. I want to replace the word Muhammad, right? With a pronoun, Muhammad. Which pronoun in English, if I said to you, Muhammad is in the masjid, I want you to say the same thing, but instead of using the name Muhammad, I want you to replace it with a pronoun. What will you say? In English. If I said to you, Muhammad is in the masjid, I want you to say the exact same thing I just said, same thing, but instead of saying Muhammad, use a pronoun. So you would say, he's in the masjid. If I said to you, Muhammad is in the masjid, you're not going to say, I am in the masjid. You're going to say, he is in the masjid. Muhammad is in the masjid. You don't say, she is in the masjid. Because what? Muhammad is masculine, and she is used for feminine pronoun, right? She is a feminine pronoun. So you're not going to say she, you're going to say he. Okay? Muhammad is in the masjid. Muhammad fil masjid. Huwa fi al-masjid. Al-masjidi. Naam. Huwa fil masjidi. So the pronoun takes the place of a noun, a clear noun. Pronoun takes the place of... But now when you're speaking and you want to exchange one of these clear nouns with a pronoun, you have to remember, is it masculine or feminine? Am I going to use he or she? Huwa or hiya? You have to know, is it masculine or feminine? You have to know, is it the first person? Or second person or third person? We know in this case, Muhammad is the third person. I'm talking about him. I'm not talking about myself. I'm not talking to you. I'm talking about Muhammad, third person. So you have to know which person you're using. You want to know, do you use huwa or ana or anta? Ana is for first person. Anta is for second. Yeah, I'm talking to somebody about Muhammad. So I'm not using second person, you. I'm using third person, he. Okay? I'm talking to you about your daughter. Huh? Aisha. Fil bayt. Your daughter Aisha is at home. She's in the house. When I want to replace Aisha, her name, with a pronoun, I'm not going to say, Aisha is in the house. I'm not going to say, you are in the house. You? No. We're talking about a third person that's feminine singular. So I'm not going to say, you are in the house. I'm not going to say, I am in the house. I'm not going to say, we are in the house. I'm going to say what? She is in the house. Aisha, she is in the house. So I'm going to say, here. Alright? This is what we need to be looking at. We want to know, is it masculine, feminine? Is it first person, the speaker? The pronoun that I want to use is for the speaker, or the one who I'm speaking to, or the one or someone that we're talking about. First person, second person, or third person? Masculine or feminine? The pronoun we want to use, is it going to be singular, dual, or plural? And if we're talking about Aisha is one person, or two people, or three or more? Aisha is one person. So we're going to use the singular. We're not going to use dual or plural. Okay? This is how we choose the pronoun. We have to consider these three things. The pronoun that I want to use, is it for a masculine, a person, a male, or a female? Is it for one individual, two, or three or more? Singular, dual, or plural? Okay? The pronoun that I want to use, is it for the speaker, I? Or is it for the one who I'm speaking to, you? Or is it someone we're speaking about, he or she? Is it clear? Is it clear? We have to consider these three things when we choose a pronoun. Okay, so again, this is what we covered last week. These pronouns, the independent, separate, detached ones, you have to memorize. You have to know ana, anta, anti, huwa, hiya, nahnu, we, nahnu, antum, females, antunna, they, hum, females, they, hunna. We have to know these pronouns. If we want to attach them, then these are the ones that we're going to look at today. Hu, ha, ka, ki, e, hum, hunna, kum, kunna, and na. These are the ones that are used for attached. Okay, they are used in two cases, we said, when we need something that is going to be in the position where it's majroor or mansoob. Yani fi mahalli jar and fi mahalli nas. Fi mahalli jar, yani majroor, it's going to be when it is the object of a preposition. Or the second part of a idafa construction. Because remember we said the second part of the idafa construction is always majroor. We say it is mudafun ilayhi majroor. If you remember that. The object of a preposition we say is always majroor. So we're going to look at when the pronoun is in the place where it's following a preposition. Or it's the second part of a construct phrase, idafa, mudafan ilayhi majrur. We're going to look at the pronoun when it's the object of a verb. The object of a verb, we say, is the maf'ulun bi, it's mansub. So we're going to need a pronoun, fi mahalli nasb. Okay? Fi mahalli jar, when it's following a preposition. When it's the object of a verb, fi mahalli nasb. We're going to look at these two cases today. Attached pronouns, when it's either the object of a preposition or the object of a verb. We're going to look at how we use this attached pronoun, when it's connected to a preposition or it's connected to a verb. Walaykum salam. I hope this is clear. What we're trying to do, we want to look at the connected, attached pronouns. When they are attached to a preposition, that means it's in the place where it should be majrur. Because the word that follows the preposition is majrur, right? We want to look at it when it's the object of a verb. When it's maf'ulun bi. The object of the verb. It's, yani the object of the verb is always what? Mansub. So the pronoun that we use has to be a pronoun of nasb. Pronoun when it's in the place where it should be mansub. Okay, so the pronouns, when they're in the place of being mansub, there's a certain kind of pronoun. When they're in the place where they're majrur, certain kind of pronoun. We want to know which one we want to use. Is it in the place where it's marfu'un, yani detached pronoun, or is it in the place where it is majrur, mansub, attached pronoun? So we're going to look at examples of that today. Okay, quickly, yani this is what we covered last week, and we spent a lot of time with this. Today, and the reason why we spent a lot of time today is because some of the participants in our group maybe didn't learn these pronouns, and this is a review class, right? So, honey, when we're reviewing it, it might have been overwhelming a little bit. Wow, this is a lot of information for the person who never had it before. But for the person who had it before, this is just review. But in any case, I wanted to go back over it in some detail today, so that the people who are seeing it maybe for the first time, that they will not be totally overwhelmed. Okay, we get a second chance to understand what we're talking about when we talk about pronouns that are attached and detached. That pronouns are, what do we mean when we say that pronouns are mabniyun? We mean that they don't change from marfu'un to mansub to majrur. We say they are mabniyun, they are fixed, but they're in the place where they should be marfu'un. في محل رف. Or they're in the place where they should be mansub في محل نصب. Or they're in the place where they should be majrur في محل جر. We want to look at, yani when we choose a pronoun, how do we decide which one to use? Okay? Is it first person, second person, or third person? Is it masculine or feminine? Is it singular, dual, or plural? Okay, that's what we covered last week, and today we talked about it in some detail. And as I said last week, the pronouns, they have to be like everything else in Arabic, and they have to be memorized, right? If you want to learn new words, you have to memorize them. There's no other way except to memorize them. You want to learn new prepositions, you have to memorize them. You want to learn new verbs, you have to memorize them. You have to memorize past tense, present tense. Pronouns, you got to memorize first person, second person, third person. Singular, dual, plural, masculine, feminine. Okay, these are the considerations that we have to look at. Excluding the duals, we have 10 pronouns. 10 personal pronouns, possessive pronouns, and objective pronouns. 10. Okay, these are the ones that are independent, unattached, and then following them are the attached forms. These are the singulars, al-mufrad, and these are the plurals, al-jam. Third person, masculine and feminine. Second person, masculine and feminine. First person, yani, masculine and feminine form is the same. Plurals, third person, masculine and feminine, plurals. Second person, masculine and feminine, plurals. And first person, plural, one form is used both for masculine and feminine. Okay, any question?
Now, those terms you used, are they in the material word?
Which, here? These words, majrur, mansub, and marfu' are there. This expression fi mahalli jar may not be in Medina Book 1. Okay? It may not be. But
is it important? Obviously it's important to know them.
Yeah, it's important to know them, because when we talk about it, we're going to say Walaykum salam. When we speak about anything in Arabic and we analyze a word, a sentence, a phrase in Arabic, and we talk about the i'rab, the grammatical analysis of that word, its function in the sentence. We have to talk about the word is marfu'un or mansub or majrur, if it's a noun, right? When we talk about that, we will come to find that there are some words that are not mu'rab. They are not changing from mansub to majrur. They are in the position where they should be mansub or majrur, but these words are mabniyun. So we don't say we use this expression. That's when we use this expression. So in that, for that reason, yeah, you have to know the expression, right? You have to learn it at some point, because we're going to say, when we analyze the sentence, we're going to say this word is in the position where it should be marfu'un, but it's not. It's not. It's just in that position. In Arabic, if I say to you it's in the position where it should be marfu'un, in Arabic that means fi mahalli raf. So I might say it in English and Arabic, both. But at some point we have to learn the Arabic expression, because at some point we're not going to be using English expressions. So at least initially right now, when you hear that expression, you know that means in the place where raf marfu'un, nasb mansubun, jar majrurun, and you could see the root in the word, how are they connected to each other. Alright, but yes, at some point you have to know it. For now, inshallah, I'll be saying it in Arabic and English. Yani, I'll be repeating it again and again in Arabic and English.
If you say it only in Arabic, what does it mean? You want to be able to associate with the English word.
No problem, stop me if I forget to say something in English that maybe you might not remember its meaning clearly. Just stop me and say, what was that again? No problem, inshallah. Any other questions? Sharif.
I want you to make singular masculine in a sentence for me.
Singular?
Yeah, like you said.
You want to use a pronoun?
Yeah, pronoun.
Instead of a noun, right?
But I want to be singular.
Okay, so, for example, if I want to speak about myself,
mm-hmm.
Pronoun. Right? I want to use a pronoun for myself and singular. So in English, I'm going to say I, right? If I'm talking about myself, right? I'm going to say I am a Muslim. I am a little tired right now. I am very happy and thankful to be a Muslim. That's the first person pronoun, singular. I. In Arabic, it's what? Ana.
Ana.
So I'm going to say Ana Muslimun. I am a Muslim. Ana mut'abun. I am tired. Al-an, right now. Ana masroorun bi-annani Muslim. I am happy to be a Muslim. Ana. That's the first person. Singular. A female would also say Ana, because the first person, singular and plural pronouns used both for masculine and feminine. It's used both for masculine and feminine. So she would also say Ana, but she wouldn't say Ana Muslimun. She would say what? Ana Muslimatun, feminine form, right? Muslimatun. But she's also say Ana. Huh? Alright? Second person pronoun. I'm talking to an individual male. I'm going to say, you are my friend. You are my friend. Okay? Anta Sadiqi. Huh? The second person, you, anta sadiqi. If I was talking to my daughter, I would say, anti binti. You are my daughter. Anti binti. Because anta is used for masculine, anti used for feminine. Second person, both of them means you. But one for when you're speaking to a male, one for when you're speaking to a female. Okay? Speaking about someone else, I would say, yeah, Sharif, you know Ahmed? He came on time today. He came on time today. And his wife, she came with him. Okay, huwa, he, and she, hiya. He came, huwa, jaa. Hiya, jaa'at. Good? Okay, let's make some sentences with the pronouns. We said for homework, everybody's supposed to write sentences with the pronouns. Now, Faiz. That's different, completely. That's completely different. They have nothing to do with each other.
I have a quick question.
One second. Mabniyun? Pronouns are mabniyun. Pronouns or mabniun? Brothers, this is a very important question he's asking. Okay? If you don't get it now, it's okay. Okay, we'll be coming back to this kind of discussion. But listen to the question. He said, mabniun and mamnu' min as-sarf. These are two different things. Mabniun means that the word is fixed. Okay? Its ending doesn't change from fat to the kasr of dhamma. Doesn't change. Pronouns are all mabniun. Yani, kitabuka, kitabuki, it remains, ka is ka all the time for masculine. Ki is ki all the time for feminine. Doesn't change. Mamnu' min as-sarf, it does change. The ending does change, but it doesn't make all changes. Yani, it takes dhamma when it's marfu'un. It takes fatha when it's mansubun. But when it's majroor, it doesn't take kasra. So it doesn't take kasra when it's majroor. It doesn't make all the changes. And it doesn't take tanween. So this is what we mean by mamnu' min as-sarf. It doesn't make all the changes. But mabniun, it doesn't make any changes at all. Is that clear?
No.
Mamnu' min as-sarf, whatever that is, it's a word that it changes. Its vowel changes to indicate that it's marfu'un and mansubun and so on. Its vowel does change. But there are three types of changes. Fatta, kasra, dhamma. It doesn't make all of them. It only makes two of them. Mabniyun means it doesn't change at all. Ka is always ka. Ki is always ki. Kum is always kum. Doesn't make any changes to the ending of it. Is it clear what's the difference? One of them doesn't change at all. The other one makes changes, but not all the three possibilities of changes. That's the difference. Okay? That's his question. If it wasn't your question, don't worry about it if you didn't get it now. But now.
Is this related to what you said? You know, you said, Anna Muslimun. And then you hear the word Muslimin, Muslimat, right?
That's the word changing from Muslim to Muslimuna and Muslimina. That has something to do with the case, yes. But this is secondary signs of the case ending. We're not any concerned about that right now. Okay, all that means is that yani muslimun means singular, right? Muslimuna is plural, and muslimina is also plural, but a different case than muslimuna. Muslimuna is when it's marfu'un, nominative case, and muslimina is when it is majrur and mansub, the genitive and accusative case. We talked about it in the Medina book here when we talked about sound masculine plural. Okay. But for now, yani that's not our topic in terms of pronouns. We don't have to worry about that for now. When we come to the plurals, sound plurals, we're going to talk about it then in detail, inshallah. But yes, yani words do change like that. The plural words, masculine, sound plurals, they change from taking wow to yeah. You say muslimuna and you say muslimina. Okay, but that's in reference to what? The word is marfu'un or any muslimina is mansub or majrur, both cases.
We use those terms a lot.
We use those terms, and that's why in the first class or the second class I said we have to learn these terms, mansub, majrur, yani, marfu'un. We have to learn these terms because we're going to keep coming back to it all the time. Every time we look at the grammatical explanation of a word, we have to look at the case.
It's part of the Arabic.
It's fundamental Arabic, i'rab. Yani, the case ending of a word. Okay, let's look at sentences now with the pronouns. Okay, we said, wa alaykum salam. Now.
Sorry, I have a question.
We didn't reach that page yet.
Okay.
We didn't reach that page yet. We're still doing last week's page. Okay? Inshallah, we do some sentences and then we're going to come to that page. Alright? If your question is, yani, is pressing you right now, I can take it. If it can't wait, I'll take it.
Preview.
You have a question?
Yeah,
so okay. I mean, if it's pressing, I'll take it. Otherwise, we're gonna come. We didn't come to it yet. We didn't reach that.
You told me to wait. Inshallah.
No, as you like. I mean, if it's pressing, I'll take it. Alhamdulillah, it's not like you know. Now. Yeah.
If you see them in a sentence, you would, this could be the fact in the sentence. You didn't know. Sorry.
Yani, the separate pronouns, we said that these are the pronouns of raf, used for marfu and case. Depends on what kind of sentence it is. A fa'il is in a jumla fi'liya.
Yeah.
Okay? If it's a jumla ismiya, then there's no fa'il, there's mubtada and khabar. So it could be a mubtada, it could be a khabar, it could be a fa'il, it could be a lot of different things. It depends on what kind of sentence it came in. But it can only be used, this kind of pronoun can only be used in a case where the word that the pronoun is replacing is in the position of being marfu'un. Okay, it has to be the word that the pronoun takes the place of a noun, right? The word that is taking the place of has to be in the position where it's supposed to be marfu'un. That's when we use these separate pronouns. When we need a word that is in the position of being marfu'un. Yani fi mahalli raf. Alright? Okay, sentences. I want to ask, but I'm afraid to ask. How many people did the homework? I'm afraid to ask. Huh? Don't be afraid? Okay, I'm not afraid. Mustafa gave me courage. How many people did homework? Wrote sentences. One, two. That's why he told me that. He did the homework. Okay, mashallah. Okay, we have quite a few, mashallah. Good. This is good, mashallah. Mustafa gave me courage, and I found out that a lot of people did the homework. Alhamdulillah. This is encouraging. Huh? It's encouraging. It's encouraging, naam. Encouraging. Why did I actually write sentences? I actually write sentences because I want to see, do you understand how to use the pronoun? Where to use it? Do you use this pronoun, anta, in a sentence where I'm talking about somebody? Where I should be saying he or she. Can I use anta there? No. Okay? When in a sentence where I'm talking about myself, and three other people who were with me. Can I use Anna? When I'm talking about myself and three other people, the four of us, can I say Anna? No, because this is singular. I have to use what? Nahnu. Okay, this is why I actually write saying. I want to know, do you know how to use the pronoun? When to use first person, when to use second person, when to use third person, when to use masculine, when to use feminine, when to use singular, when to use plural. That's what I want to know. Alright? So, we're going to start, we're going to go down this list. Huwa, hiya, anta, anti, ana. Then we're going to look at any hum, huna, antum, antunna, and nahnu. And by the way, one of the sisters, mashallah, she did the homework and she wrote a lot of sentences. Somebody else also did the homework. One of the brothers. No, you don't have to turn it in. No, she wasn't able to make it in class today, so she sent it in, mashallah. This is what you call mujtahid. Any diligent, yeah. Diligent. Now, all right. Mashallah. Now, you have a question, Nasir? Huh?
Yes, she is hardworking.
No, she is. She. He said she is hardworking. Here, yes. Mujtahida. Huh? Mujtahida. Okay. I'm gonna have to erase this, right? So we can write sentences. I don't want to erase this one. Because I want you to be able to refer to it. Get a little bit of help, alright?
Yeah.
Don't forget, all pronouns are definite. All pronouns are definite. None of them are indefinite. Pronouns are all definite. Okay, let's take up a sentence with huwa. Give me a sentence with huwa.
Huwa dhahaba.
Huwa dhahaba. What does that mean? He went. Huwa dhahaba. That's good. Huwa, in this sentence, huwa, yani this, what kind of sentence is this? Be careful. What kind of, is this a jumla ismiya or jumla fi'liya? Is it a nominal sentence or a verbal sentence? Be careful. Huh? Nominal. Nominal? Anybody else say nominal? Three? Nominal. Four? Five? Nobody says it's verbal?
No, I say it's verbal.
Why do you say that it is nominal, Nasir? Or Sharif?
It starts out with a noun.
Because it starts out with a noun. A nominal sentence starts out with a noun. A verbal sentence starts out with a verb. Very important. Remember in the beginning of this review we talked about nominal sentences. We also mentioned verbal sentences, but we said we're not concerned about the verbal sentences right now. We're concerned about nominal sentences. We said, what's the difference? The nominal sentence begins with a noun. Verbal sentence begins. Okay, so this is a nominal sentence. A nominal sentence is composed of two integ, yani two essential elements. The one of them is the what? Mubtada, and the other one is khabar. Huwa is the mubtada or khabar?
Mubtada
is the one you begin with, and the mubtada is always what case? Marfu'un. So I need a pronoun that's going to be in the position where it should be marfu'un. So I'm going to need a what kind of pronoun? A detached pronoun, independent, separate pronoun. Those are the ones that are used for marfu'un. So here's a marfu'un pronoun. And I'm talking about a third person masculine singular, because he said zahaba, that's third person masculine singular, right? So the pronoun I need here is he, huwa. Alright? Okay, here. Somebody give me a sentence with here. Somebody who wrote a sentence. Who wrote a sentence. Who has one written down. Because I want to see what you wrote. Faiz. Here. Here, zahabat. Ajib. Here, zahabat. Okay, zahabat is the feminine third person singular form of the verb, right? So that means we're talking about a female, third person, and singular, right? So the pronoun that we need for third person feminine singular is what? Here. She went. Okay, from your notes that you have written, somebody give me a second person masculine singular pronoun. A sentence. Anta, he said. Anta Muslim, Muslimun, like that?
No.
What did you say, Mustafa?
No.
No? Something wrong with that? What's wrong?
No,
wow and noon, right? Anta Muslimun. Muslimun. Be careful, they won't say Muslimun, Muslimun. Muslimun is plural. We have to be careful. Anta Muslim. Yani Muslimun. Huh? Anta Muslimuna. Huh? You are a lot of Muslims.
A lot of Muslims and
one, huh? Nah, you're just one. I remember there was a brother named Mujahidun. I said, Mashallah, he's a lot of Mujahids. His name was Mujahidun, Mashallah. We didn't know any better in those days, right? We don't know the difference between Mujahidun and Mujahid Wahid, right? It's all the same to us. Sounds the same. Now, okay, feminine, second person, singular. We're talking to a female, right? You're talking to your daughter, to your sister, to your mother, right? Her alone, second person, feminine, singular. Give me a sentence for this pronoun, Mustafa. Huh? Anti. He went anti. Muslimatun. Anti Muslimatun. Tayyib. Okay, first person singular.
Ana mujtahidun.
Nasir says, Ana mujtahidun. Jayyid, ya Nasir. Nasir. Ana. He's very humble, huh? Mujtahid. Mujtahid. He said, Adam said, if you mujtahid, you have to be on time. It's not just a claim on the tongue, right? It's manifested in actions. Okay, Ana mujtahidun. Ana mujtahidun. What if a female wanted to say she's a mujtahid? What would we say? What would she say? Ana mujtahidatun. With ta marbuta. Ana mujtahidatun. Same ana, right? But we change the mujtahidun to mujtahidatun. Okay, let's look at the plurals. Third person, masculine, plural. Third person, we're talking about them, a group of them. They are men, all males, but there's three or more, plural. Okay, give me a sentence. Jamil. Huwa is singular. We want plural. Hum. Okay, let's see. Hum. Hold it. Talibun. Talibun. Hold your horses. Hum. That's what the old folks used to say. Hold your horses. What they told me. We had no horses. Means, yani, slow down. Take it easy. Don't rush. Hum. Talibun. What's wrong? Huh? Yani, hum is plural and talib is singular. Huh? They are a single student. All of them, they are one student. So what we have to do with this word here? Change it to what? Tulab. Tullabun. Students. Okay, take the singular out and put in the plural. Hum tullabun. Hum tullabun mujtahiduna. Now, okay, feminine. Group of females. We're talking about them. We want a sentence for third person feminine plural. Third person feminine plural. Who has a sentence? Nobody wrote a sentence? Let's see what the sister wrote. You wrote one? Okay, what you have? What you have?
Okay, well, I'm going to. I don't know if I wrote that one. I'm going to see it from this one, though. I might have wrote a different one for that, but something else.
Okay.
But I'm gonna write
we really want that. What you wrote, because we want to see. But you can't remember what you wrote. Okay, go ahead.
Hunna.
With Shadda on the noon, right? Hunna.
Hunna, Talibatun.
Talibatun. How does that look? Talibatun. Hunna Talibatun. Is that okay? Huh? No? No? It's not okay? What's wrong with it? Huh?
Talibatun.
Brothers and sisters, the reason why I said don't think about what's on the board, but listen to the adhan, because the Prophet ﷺ said what? إِذَا سَمِعْتُمُ الْمُؤَذِّنِ فَقُولُوا مِثْلُ مَا يَقُولُ. And if you hear the muezzin, call on the adhan, then repeat, say the like of what he's saying. قُولُوا مِثْلُ مَا يَقُولُ. Say the like of what he's saying. That means that we have to be listening to the adhan, thinking about its meaning, which we believe in to be the truth, and repeating it, inshallah. Alright, so, let's try to make this important. When we hear the adhan, what we do, we stop. And we listen to the adhan, and we repeat what the muezzin is saying. And this is something that is praiseworthy with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Okay, now you can look at the board. He wrote, Hunna talibatun. What is the meaning of that, by the way?
They are female
students. Okay, Hunna is plural, and talibat is what? Singular? The singular for female student is talibatun with ta marbuta. Taliba. This is talibat. This is the jam mu'annath salim. The sound feminine plural. So this is correct. This is plural. This is plural. Hunna is plural. Talibat is also plural. They are female students. Talibatun. طيب, this third person, second person. Second person, masculine plural. Okay, I'm talking directly to a group of men. Second person, I'm talking to them. Masculine, plural. Give me a sentence now. Antum mu'minuna. Antum mu'minuna. MashaAllah. Antum is plural. What about mu'minuna? It's plural. What's the singular of mu'minuna? Mu'minun. Mu'min. Mu'minun. Mu'minuna is the sound, masculine plural. Antum mu'minuna. Okay. Second person, feminine plural. Second person. We're speaking directly to group of females. Second person, feminine plural. Somebody give me a sentence. Who's saying? Huh? Oh, somebody, you were saying? Antunna. Antunna. Mu'minatun. Yani, mu'minatun. Okay, antunna is the second person, feminine plural. And mu'minat is also plural, feminine plural, sound feminine plural, mu'minat. The singular of mu'minat is what? Mu'minatun with ta marbuta. Mu'mina. Mu'min, mu'mina. Muslim, muslima. Okay? Second person. First person, plural. First person, plural. Give me a sentence. First person, plural. Yani, meaning that I and the other people who are with me, we are all saying together, we are whatever. Naam. Naam. Nahnu mudarrisuna. Mashallah. Nahnu. This is Jayir. I like this. Nahnu mudarrisuna. Nahnu Mudarrisuna. طيب نحن is plural and mudarrisuna is also a sound plural. What's the singular of mudarrisuna? Mudarrisun. Mudarris singular, mudarrisuna plural. Mudarrisun singular, mudarrisuna plural. Nahnu mudarrisuna. Nahnu is plural, mudarrisuna is plural. We could use nahnu instead of with mudarrisuna, we could use it with a feminine word, right? Because nahnu is used both for masculine and feminine. If the ladies, they wanted to say we are something, they can also say nahnu, but not mudarrisuna, right? Mudarrisat. Yani mudarrisa, feminine singular. Mudarrisat, feminine plural. Okay, so this is how these pronouns are used. Yani they're used in a position where they should be marfu'un. In consideration of what? In consideration of whether the pronoun is representing a first person speaker, second person who's being addressed, or third person that's being talked about. Whether or not the pronoun is representing yani a masculine or feminine entity, singular, dual, or plural. This is how we choose. Okay, we have to consider, is it masculine or feminine? A masculine or feminine, singular, dual, plural, and is it yani first person, second person, or third person? Any question? Okay, these pronouns are very, very important. They're critical for us to learn them, to memorize them, to know their meanings, and to practice with them, so it's easy to choose the one you want when you need one. Because a lot of times in English, you may hear people who are not native English speakers. Yani a person may be saying, you know, Ahmed, she came with me. And you might laugh at that. But that's because what? They didn't learn the correct selection of which pronoun they want to use. They know that she is for third person, but they're getting a little confused between he and she. So you hear that commonly. And the same thing will happen to us. We'll be saying huwa and he in the wrong place too if we don't practice. Okay? You may be understood. The person may understand what you meant. But we want to speak correctly. We want to write correctly. We want to understand Arabic properly. Okay? So pay attention to the pronouns. Now. Yeah, we talked about that earlier. Somebody asked the same question. Okay. Yani, the difference is Muslimuna and Muslimina is just yani Muslimuna is marfu'un with waw. Muslimuna. And Muslimina is majrur or mansub with ya. Muslimina. Yani the sound masculine plural, it takes waw when it's marfu'un, it takes ya when it's mansub or majrur. So you say Muslimuna. And you say Muslimina if it's mansub or majrur.
Same.
Huh?
Meaning same.
The meaning is the same. No. And in the same way that kitabun and kitabin and kitaban mean the same, right? It still means a book. It's just that in one case it's marfu'un, in the other case it's majrur. Same meaning. No difference. Are you? Any question? Okay. This is the completion of our topic from last week. This is the completion of the topic. Meaning? That yani we covered the pronouns, we explained how to use them, and now we have even given examples for each pronoun so we could see clearly how they are used. It is upon you to practice with them as much as possible. If you like, you go back to Medina Book 1 and you read the chapters that contain these pronouns. Yani, in each chapter they gave some of them. So you go back and you look at it and you see the text in the beginning of the chapter where those pronouns are used and the pronouns from the previous chapters are used, and you get yourself familiar with recognizing the pronouns in the early chapters of Medina Book 1. Yani from chapter 4, 5, 6, 7, like that. They're given yani sporadically, little by little, here and there, in degrees, little bit by little. Alright, so it's good for you to go back and read some of those text in the beginning of the chapters, just for practice of recognition of the pronouns and identifying which ones are singular, which ones are plural, which ones are masculine, feminine, which ones are first, second, or third person. We don't have a lot of time remaining, but it's okay. We're not in a race, right? Today's lesson, and we'll at least look at it, deals with last week's lesson and the previous lesson, yani both topics, deals with pronouns and it deals with prepositions. Deals both with pronouns and prepositions. Those were the last two topics that we covered. So if you look on page 10, you see that from the right side, the first column on the top says Damirun. And next to it, the next word, the next column says what? Damairu. Damairu. By the way, Damirun means what? Ah, it means singular? It means, Damirun means what?
Pronoun.
Yeah, Adam. Damirun means pronoun, but it's the singular for pronoun. And the plural pronouns is what? Damair. Brothers and sisters, it's critical for us to understand in any lesson that you read, in any book, you understand everything that's on the page. The instructions, guidelines, notes, everything. You have to understand everything. Not just the core of the lesson, but everything else that's there. It's part of the lesson. So knowing what's different between Damir and Damair is very important. Knowing why the word Damirun has tanween and Damair doesn't have tanween, that's important. Okay, there's a reason for that. Huh? Can anybody tell me why Damirun, the singular, has tanween and Damairu, the plural, doesn't have tanween? Both of them have Dhamma, but one has tanween, the other one doesn't. Help me, somebody. Bail me out. Give me a parachute because I'm getting ready to jump out of this plane. Huh? They're both nominative. They both have Dhamma. Mafail. It's the broken plural pattern, Mafail. Broken plural pattern on the wazn, Mafail and Mafail. They are Mamnu min as-sarf. They don't take Tanween. They don't take Tanween. Huh? Some broken plural patterns take Tanween, some do not. Mafail doesn't take Tanween. Okay, anyway, that's something. That was in Lesson 13, Medina Book 1. Lesson 13. Tayyib, so please go back and look at that lesson, very important lesson 13. That's like the crest, the highest point of the book. Once you reach that point and you finish 13, it's downhill, it's easy after that. The rest of the book is easy after that. Naam. Broken plurals, mashallah, when you finish that, you're good. Most of the people, when they get to that lesson, they drop out. Can't take it. I'm telling you, I've seen this for 50 years, right? You get to 13, I'm finished, okay? Damirun, Damairun. Okay, going across. Okay, then under those two columns we have, what is Damir and Damair? Pronouns. Damir, singular. Damair, yani, plural. Under those two columns, we have, under Damirun, yani on the right side, we have Marfu'un, yani, in the nominative case. And then we have Mansubun and Majrurun in the accusative and genitive case. What are we saying here? We're saying that pronouns, forget about the singular and the plural, pronouns in general are going to either be marfu'un in the nominative case, or the second choice, they're going to be mansub or majrurun. Both of them have the same form. Yani marfu'un has one form, and both mansub and majrur, the accusative and genitive case, have the same form. So instead of having three columns, one for marfu'un and one for mansubun and one for majrur, we only have two columns, because Mansub and Majrur have the same form. Okay, so that's why we only have two columns there. I hope that that's clear. Because somebody might be confused and know that we have three cases and nouns, but we don't have two columns here. Because two of those cases, they have the same column. Okay, they share the same form for pronouns. Alright, and then under each of those columns, the Marfu'un, we have these pronouns that we looked at first here. The unattached pronouns, Huwa, Huma, Hum, and so on down to the end. And then in the second column under Mansub and Majrur, we have the second list of pronouns that we talked about earlier in the session today. Okay? The next column we have on the top of the column, Kitabu Muhammadin. I hope everybody's following us. The next column on the top of the page, we have Kitabu Muhammadin. And written underneath there, it translates it as Muhammad's book. Another translation of this expression would be, how else can we translate this? Muhammad's book. Yani it's an idafa construction. What other way can we translate this? The book of Muhammad. The book of Muhammad. The book of Muhammad. Definite. Because Muhammad is definite. Remember the idafa construction. If the second part is definite, the first part becomes definite. So you say the book of Muhammad. Alright? Try to keep that in mind. Muhammad's book means the book of Muhammad. Yani the book that is possessed of Muhammad that belongs to Muhammad. Now. Huh? No. No. Yani, you can make a sentence like that, but not in this place. We don't want to use that here. Okay? Because here we're trying to do something else. We're trying to do something else. We want a doll for construction because we want a certain, yani, we want a case ending to come here. Because we're talking about what? Marfoon, mansoob, and majroor. So here, for this reason, they use, yani, this construct phrase, because the second part of a construct phrase is, yani, is majroor. Kitabu Muhammadin. Underneath there, we have kitabuhu. His book. So what did they do here? They took the expression kitabu Muhammadin, and they exchanged it for a new expression, kitabuhu. Kitabu Muhammadin means what? The book of Muhammad, or Muhammad's book. And kitabuhu, yani, instead of Muhammad, we replace it with a pronoun, who. Okay? Who is the pronoun, the attached pronoun, that's equal to huwa in the unattached pronouns, who. And when it's connected to a noun like this, it's the possessive pronoun, shows possession. So when you say kitabu hu, his book, mean he possesses it, he owns it, it's his book. Now.
So when you say kitabu hu, somebody is saying that that's his
book. Somebody is saying, it's talking about Muhammad, and they're saying this is his book. Kitabu Muhammad. Yani the book of Muhammad, hadha kitabu hu. This is his book. They're talking about him, third person, because hu is third person, masculine, singular. Hu. Third person, masculine, singular. Kitabuhu. If it was a female, Aisha, yani kitabu Aishata, then you would say her book. You say what?
Kitabuha.
Third person, feminine, singular. Hu, masculine, ha, feminine. Alright? Going across. After this, we have fi kitabi Muhammadin. Fi kitabi Muhammadin. In Muhammad's book. Or in the book of Muhammad. Fi kitabi Muhammad. Notice that kitab here, unlike in the previous sentence, kitabu Muhammadin, here we have fi kitabi Muhammadin. Why is it kitabi here in this sentence? Harf jar, object of the preposition, makes it majrur with kasra. And then they changed it from fi kitabi Muhammadin, in Muhammad's book, to in his book. So they exchanged Muhammad for the pronoun who. But look at the way they wrote it. They wrote fi kitabihi. They didn't write fi kitabihu. They changed who to he. Okay? And what is the rule concerning this? How did we change who to he and whom to him and huma to hima? How did we change this?
Because
B preceding has a kasra. Because? Oh, because the word, the last letter of the word before it, huh? The last letter of the word that the who is attached to ends with kesra. So whenever a word ends with kesra or ya with sukun, then who becomes he and whom becomes him. Huh? This is very important to remember. This he doesn't mean that the pronoun is majrur. That's just for pronunciation. Okay, this is a special rule. For who and whom, yani that what? When they are preceded by a letter with kesra or a letter with ya with sukun, the dhamma changes to kesra. It has nothing to do with change from marfu'un to majrur. It's just for pronunciation. Because pronouns are fixed anyway, right? They're mabniun. It always remains dhamma, fatta, kesra, whatever its vowel is, except in this special case for pronunciation, they change it to kesra, make it easy to pronounce. Okay? So pay attention to this rule. Fi kitabi Muhammadin became fi kitabi he. He is who. It's the meaning of who. But the kesra, yani, it changed to from dhamma to kesra because of the letter before it has kesra. Going across. In the next four columns, we have the preposition min, which means from. Ila, which means to. Fi, which means in. And ala, which means on. This top column, is everything there clear to us?
No.
If it's clear to us, yes. Ashkurullah.
I have my question.
Yes.
Fi
patience pays off.
Fi kitabi Muhammadin.
Fi kitabi Muhammadin.
Now, I think you told us that noun always end with
I told you, you think. I'm glad you said you think.
I want to be sure.
Yes, he wants to be sure. Like in Arabic, you say azunnu. Azunnu, I think. I am not sure. Jayid, ahsant. Naam. You said that the nouns always end marfu'an.
The name.
The name, Muhammad, always ends marfu'an.
Like now, he said now, I think, I'm not sure if I'm correct that now always ends with marfu'an.
With Dhamma.
Dhamma.
Right. Okay, let me answer this with a rule that you can apply everywhere across the earth. Wherever you are in the world, you could apply this rule. It works everywhere. Nouns in Arabic are of two types. We talked about it in the beginning of the lesson. They are mabniyun and mu'rab. We said pronouns are all mabniyun. But regular nouns, clear nouns, are not all mabniyun. Rather, most of them are mu'rabun and some are mabniyun. Or mamnu' min as-sarf. Some are mamnu' min as-sarf, I should say. Some are mu'rab, most are mu'rab, and some are mamnu' min as-sarf. I should not have said, but as human beings we can make mistakes, right? I should not have said, I mean, I don't think I did, but I'm just saying, and it's possible, right? Anybody can make a mistake. Yani, I should never have said that nouns are always marfu'un with dhamma. No, nouns are mu'rab. They change from marfu'un to mansub to majrur, depending on their position in the sentence. This was in the first or second lesson of this review that we started in the beginning of these notes, that nouns are mu'rab. They change from being marfu'un to mansub to majrur depending on their function in the sentence. They change. They are not always marfu'un. In this case, it changed because of what? Because it's the second part of a construct phrase, the book of Muhammad. The second part of a construct phrase, we call it the mudaf ilayhi, is always majrur. It can never be marfu'un. It has to be majrur. It could also be majrur because of a preposition. If you said, yani fi, or be, or ila, or min, it will change it also to be majrur. If it was the object of a verb, or the ism inna, then it would be mansub. So nouns can change from marfu'un to majrur to mansub. They change, they do change. They are mu'rab. Mu'rab means their endings change according to their position in the sentence. Okay, so this is the rule that we say, what? Nouns do change from being marfu'un to mansub or majrur, except if they are mamnu' min as-sarf. Yani, they still change, but the ending, it would not take kasra if it's majrur. The ending. But even mamnu' min as-sarf, they are mu'rab, it does change, but the ending never takes kasra. Now.
Okay, now, with what we have on the board now, the preposition affects the subject and predicate.
The preposition affects this word, that is the object of the preposition, only. It only affects this word. This is affected by this word. The preposition affects kitab, and kitab affects Muhammad. Yani, the preposition doesn't have any effect on Muhammad. Okay? What has effect on Muhammad is kitab. The mudaf affects the mudaf ilayhi. Mudaf ilayhi is always majrur. So this is majrur because of, it's the mudaf ilayhi. This is majrur because of the preposition. Okay, we're going to stop here, inshallah. We have about 15 minutes after the salat. Please don't leave after the salat. We're going to take those 15 minutes. And I want to explain to you what I want you to do with page 11 or page 10 for homework. Okay, homework. Don't forget, homework means that you have to do it at home. So when you come back to class next week and Mustafa encourages me to ask who has done the homework, I'm going to ask. And inshallah, when he gives me that courage to ask, you are going to encourage me to ask again, because everybody's going to raise their hand and say, I did the homework, and that encourages me to ask every time. Break time. Salat. Bismillah, wa salat, wa salam, ala Rasulillah, wa ala alihi wa man wala wa ba'd. In what remains, a few minutes that remain, this last part of our ninth session for basic Arabic grammar review in level one class. Before the Salat, we had begun to look at the chart on page 10, which mentions, which gives us the pronouns in a list from third person to to second person and first person. And if you go across the top of the page, you see that it says Damir and Damair. And under that, you have two columns, Marfu'un, which is one type of pronoun in the nominative case, and Mansub and Majroor, which is another type of pronoun that is used in both cases, either Mansub or Majroor. And then we have an example of a pronoun, yani attached pronoun, when it's connected to a clear noun. And you have Kitabu Muhammadin being replaced by the expression Kitabuhu. Yani Muhammad's book being replaced by yani the pronoun Kitabuhu, his book. And then after that you have the preposition being used Fi Kitabi Muhammadin, in Muhammad's book. And then the clear noun, the proper noun Muhammad being replaced by a pronoun Fi Kitabihi. And again, we mentioned before the Salat that Fi Kitabihi is originally Kitabuhu, but because of the word Kitab ending with Kesra, the Hu becomes He, so it became Fi Kitabihi. And then the last four columns give us examples of prepositions, Min and Ila and Fi and Ila, and these are from the 14 prepositions that we mentioned 2 weeks ago. These are from the group of prepositions that can be used attached, yani to a pronoun or attached to a clear noun. They can be attached to a pronoun and they can be attached to a clear noun. So we will see these prepositions here being attached to pronouns. Okay, so if you look across, yani the page, underneath the top column, you see, yani the first line has the pronoun huwa in the nominative case, and who that's used for the accusative and genitive case. Yahi, could somebody ask him, please lower your voice, really. Jazakallah khair, Abdul Halim. Yani, Abdul Halim, be careful, he's not stable, you know. Tayyib. Yani, going across, you see huwa and who, and then you have kitabu hu. Okay, the pronoun who is attached to kitab, kitabu hu. And by the way, when you attach a pronoun to a noun, that pronoun which originally has tanween, the tanween is removed and it only takes a single vowel, yani, because whenever a word is in idhafa, it can't take tanween. Okay, so it's an idhafa here to the pronoun hu, so it doesn't take tanween, so you have kitabu hu. And then after the preposition you have fi kitabihi. Fi is the preposition, kitabi takes kesra because of the preposition before it, and he takes kesra because the letter before it, yani ba, has kesra, kitabi he. And then we have the pronoun hu when it's with the preposition min. So you say minhu, from him. And you have it with the preposition ila. And notice that the alif maksura in the preposition ila, the last letter, alif maksura, changes to kesra. It changes to ya with sukoon when it's attached, yani in idhafa, to another word. In this case, to the pronoun hu. So we have a couple of things happening here. We have ila plus hu became ilayhi. Okay? Because the ila, the alif, became ya. So it became ilay. And then the hu, because it's preceded by ya with sukoon, became he. Alright? Remember we said that hu, whenever it's preceded by kasra or ya with sukoon, it becomes he. So it became, yani from ila, hu, it became ilayhi. And then we have the preposition fi, again with the hu. Okay, it's originally fi hu, but because the hu is preceded by ya with sukoon, the hu becomes he, so instead of fi hu, we say fi he, in him or in it. And then we have ala also, ending with alif maksura, just like ila, the alif maksura in ila and ala, both of them are changed to a ya when they are connected to something. So ala hu became alayhi. Yani, the alif maksura became ya, and the hu, because it's preceded by ya with sukoon, became he. If this is clear, if it's not clear, somebody asks me a question. And what is happening here is we're showing how the connected attached pronoun, the first column of pronouns, who, huwa, and huma, and whom, and here, all the way going down, the first column going down from top to bottom, those are the unattached, separate, independent pronouns. We're not using them here. Rather, we're using the second column, yani the pronouns when they are mansub or majrur in the accusative or genitive case, yani meaning when they are in the place where they should be accusative or genitive. Okay, fi mahalli nasb and fi mahalli jar. We're using those pronouns, who and huma and hum, and ha and huma and hunna, and ka and kuma, and kum and ki and kuma and kunna, and ya al mutakallam and na. We're using those pronouns, and we're connecting them here to a clear noun, and then a clear noun that's preceded by a preposition, and then to the pronouns min and ila and fi and ala. And inshallah, in the next session, next week, inshallah, we're going to go across these columns, and from the top column, huwa and hu, we're going to go across, and then we're going to go down the line, each pronoun one at a time. We'll even read the dual pronouns, but you're not responsible for them, but we'll read them just for the sake of reading. Naam. But the main thing that I want you to pay attention to is, remember that when you connect a pronoun to a noun, a clear noun, when you connect a pronoun to a clear noun or to a preposition, then you have to make a note that the preposition who, if it's preceded by a kasra or ya with sukun, the who becomes he, and whom becomes him, and huma becomes hima. Please pay attention to that, and notice that the word after the preposition takes kasra, and if it takes kasra, the who and the whom and the huma are going to change to kasra also. Mustafa. What I want you to do for homework is I want you to read each of these lines going across. For each preposition, there are 14 prepositions here. Yani four of them are duals. We're not responsible for the duals, but anyway, we're going to read them, okay? But the other 10, focus on them mainly. Read across and make sure that you see where there's a modification, where the pronoun changes from who to he, or where it changes from whom to him. I want you to pay special attention to that. And the reason why it changes, either it changes because the last letter of the word that the pronoun is connected to has kasra, or the last letter of a preposition perhaps that is connected to has ya with sukun. That ya with sukun could be originally a ya, like in fi, it ends with ya, or it could be originally alif maksura, like in ila and ala. They end with alif maksur, but the alif maksur changes to ya when you attach the pronoun to it. Okay? So the who is going to become he either in the case where the word before it has kasra, or the word before it has ya with sukun. And the two cases where that's going to happen, or three cases where it has ya with sukun, is going to be with the prepositions ila, fi, and ala. Fi originally ends with ya with sukun. Ila and ala originally end with alif maksura, but that alif maksura changes to ya with sukun when you attach it to the pronoun. Okay, so just read through this and read the note that's at the bottom of the page. And on the next page 11, if we have time, we're going to go to the next page, which is the exact same thing, except that it has different pronouns, prepositions. It has li, and it has bi, and it has an. Okay, so it has different prepositions, but it's the same exact exercise. It's just using different prepositions. And it also includes inda and ma'a, which are not prepositions, but they are dhuruf, they are adverbs. But in any case, they work the same way. Yani the word following the dharf also takes kasra. So they function the same way. And if we have time, we'll read through page 10, and if we have time, we'll read whatever we can from page 11. But page 10 and page 11 are the same, yani, material. It's just that on page 10 we have four prepositions, min, ila, fi, and ala, and on page 11 we have other prepositions, li, bi, and an, and we have the two adverbs, inda and ma'a. Any question about what we're going to be doing, Danny, for homework, or what we're going to be doing in the class next week. We're going to read through these lines one by one, going from right to left, going across. We're going to read and we're going to examine, Yani, what's happening in each expression. And when something is changing, why it's changing. And when there's a preposition, how it affects a clear noun, it makes it take kesra. And how it affects a pronoun. Yani, the preposition, when it's connected to a pronoun, it doesn't change it to kesra. Why? Because pronouns are all mabniyun. It changes a clear noun to kesra. But it doesn't change a pronoun to kesra, because pronouns are all mabniyun. When you see a pronoun changing to kesra from hu to he, that's not because of a preposition. That's for the purpose of making the pronunciation easier. Because that hu is preceded by kesra or ya or sukun. Any question? Now, Adam.
Yes, I want to come back to what you're talking about, mudhaf ilayh.
Yeah, mudhaf ilayh.
Majrun.
Yeah, majrun. Okay, quickly, I'll just explain. This is in lesson, I don't know, 5 or 6, somewhere around there, in Medina Book 1, right? Mudhafun ilayhi, it's a construct phrase when you have, for example, the book of the imam, right? The book of the imam. The book is the mudhaf, and the second word, imam, is the mudhafun ilayhi. So we said, in the rules of idhafa, we said, number one, the first part of the idhafa construction, the mudhaf, it can take any vowel, kesra, fatha, or dhamma. It can take any vowel. It depends on what's acting upon it. The second part of the idhafa construction is always majrur. We say it is mudhafun ilayhi majrur. So in terms of the case ending, the first part of the idhafa construction can take any vowel. The second part is always majrur with kesra or a secondary sign. Okay, the other thing that we said about this, the first part of the idhafa construction, the mudhaf, never takes alif lam or tanween. Never takes alif lam or tanween. The second part, mudhafun ilayh, must take either alif lam or tanween. It has to take either alif lam or tanween. Okay? So if it has alif lam, it's going to take a single vowel kesra. If it doesn't have alif lam, it's going to take a double vowel kesra. But it's going to be majrur. Okay, so these are two things we said. The first part, it can take any case ending, dhamma, kasra, or fatha. The second part is always majrur. So they're opposite in that sense. And the second matter that we said is the first part never takes alif lam or tanween, and the second part must either take alif lam or tanween. So they're opposite also on that. In terms of their vowel ending, and in terms of alif lam and tanween, they're opposite in the way they work. That's what we said about the idhafa construction. So, in light of that, we said that the second part of the idhafa construction is always majrur. We say it's mudhafun ilayhi majrur. Okay, now. So if a pronoun is the second part of it, then we say it's mudhafun ilayhi. But we don't say it's majrur. We say it's mabniyun fi mahalli jar. Mabniyun fi mahalli jar. Please use your time wisely. Life is brief and we are accountable. On Yawm al-Qiyamah, Allah will ask us what we did with this time. He will ask us what we did with this time. Use it wisely. Yani, whatever you waste, you can't get it back. Huh? So these 7 days, if Allah bless us to come back here next week, please use these 7 days wisely. Yani, use them to worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, to get near to Allah, to earn His pleasure, to earn His reward, to pile up something on your scales for Yawm al-Qiyamah. And part of that, inshallah, is having a sincere niyyah to learn Arabic for the sake of reading the book of Allah and studying the deen of Islam. Arabic is very, very important. If you're serious about this class, and you spend some time every day, even if it's just 10 or 15 or 20 minutes, every single day, take a few minutes out and read and study. And if you know this material already, yani, do something else, but study, inshallah, regularly, daily, every day. Read the Mus'haf, read the Quran, look for prepositions, look for pronouns as you're reading, so you're more conscious of what you're reading, because that's the whole purpose of studying Arabic. It's so that you can get near to Allah. So when you read the book of Allah, you understand what you're reading. And you appreciate it. And you feel it. And it affects your heart. Subhanakallahumma wa bihamdika. Ashhadu an la ilaha illa anta astaghfiruka wa atubu ilayk.